2 Corinthians chapter 1. Look in verse 8 in just a second. We have the term at the end of my rope. The thought is that I have faced something, or I am facing something that has just about gotten me. And I have used every tactic and every plan and every little bit of information and everything I know about to help me, and it seems like things haven't improved a lot. And it is as though I'm just about gone. I have held on as long as I can. Now, you'll have to watch me this morning. Not just listen, but watch. It is as though I'm at the end of my rope and I'm just about to let go. That's what the end of your rope makes us think about. And I believe Paul, at this occasion that we're about to read about, was pretty much at the end of his rope. Let's begin reading in verse 8. For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia. That we were, listen to how he describes it. Now listen this morning. Listen earnestly. Don't miss what the Lord's got for you. That we were pressed out of measure, above strength or beyond my strength. Insomuch that we despaired even of life. He said, I really thought we were going to die. Verse 9. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves. The sentence of death. It seemed as though death was inevitable. That it was the end of the line. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raiseth the dead. I find here that Paul's experiencing something, and he wasn't alone, that just about got him. Maybe we could say this morning he came to the end of his rope. And if you notice in verse 8 what he says, for we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure, above the strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life. Now, we're not talking about some rookie. We're not talking about somebody who just got saved and doesn't even know what a battle is. We're not talking about some weakling. We're talking about the Apostle Paul. And as I think about Paul and as I read these verses and as he opens his heart to us, I think about Paul at the end of his rope. And when I think about Paul, I think his rope's not like ours, not like mine. I think of Paul as his rope's got to be a little bit bigger than mine and a lot longer. And my first point this morning is this. Paul's rope was long, a lot longer than mine. In other words, I'm saying in order for him to get to the end of his rope, he had to face a lot. It wasn't that he went to his favorite restaurant and the meatloaf was out. It wasn't that he scratched his finger. It wasn't that somebody called him a bad name and it hurt his feelings. Paul had a long rope. Paul could endure what most people couldn't endure. Paul was a man unlike many men and maybe most men of that day and certainly ours. Paul's rope was long. and for him to say, for him to inform us and let us know that he was about at the end of his rope, that's something. I mean, what he's facing is not ordinary. I mean, for him to get to that point, what he endured was not the average. For Paul to get to this point, it must have been something devastating. And that's exactly what he's saying in these verses. But let's listen to some of the things that Paul did endure while he lived in this world. Just listen closely. In labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, he in essence is saying, they whipped me so many times, I couldn't even count it. Now, the verses aren't there in that verse. Just listen, I'm reading in verse chapter 11 about Paul, what he says about himself. In stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths oft, of the Jews 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day have I spent in the deep, in journeyings often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of mine own countrymen, in perils of the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness and watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness, besides those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. I'm talking about this is what this man has faced. And I'm sure the list was not exhaustive. I'm sure there were things he could have added that the Holy Spirit did not let him or did not move for him to mention. For him to say in 1 Corinthians that he despaired unto life, for him to say that I was at the end of my rope, it must have been something devastating. It must have been something that none of us have even dreamed of in our lives. Paul had a rope that was long. But the answer to his help we find in Philippians 4:11, don't turn. I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. He said, I have learned. That means through experience, through heartache, through trouble, through time, through trials, through tragedy, through heart-wrenching situations, I have learned that whatever God sends me through, it'll be okay. Paul had a rope that was long. But wait a minute. There came a time when Paul said, I came to the end of my rope. Even though his rope was long, a lot longer than any of ours, his rope also was limited. Sooner or later, even the mighty spiritual giant of the Apostle Paul came to the end of his rope. It was long, but it was not limitless. It was long, it had a limit. He finally came to the end of his rope. Oh my goodness. One of these days, you're going to come to the end of your rope. One of these days, you're going to come against something that's bigger than you. One of these days, and you may be living in it right now, that it's something going on in your life that is beyond your strength, like Paul said in 2 Corinthians 1:8. It was bigger than him and worse than him, and he could not handle it. He said, we were pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life. His rope was long. There was a lot of things Paul could endure and go right on walking with God, but his rope also was limited. There came a time that even him came to the end of his rope. And he faced something. He realized, if I don't get some help, I can't go on. If I don't get some help, if something doesn't happen quick, if something doesn't happen to give me some strength or give me some help, I'm a goner. I'm going to let go. I'm going to fail. I'm going to give up. I'm going to quit. Paul's rope was long, but Paul's rope was limited. He says that they were pressed out of measure. It means an utter loss. It means that he almost lost all hope. He almost lost the last hope that he had. He was on the verge of quitting. He was on the verge of letting go. He was on the verge of going back home. He was on the verge of he was on the end of his rope. And friend, if you aren't there, one day you may be. You'll face something bigger than you. You'll face something bigger than what you can handle. Something really devastating. Something that will overwhelm you if you don't get help. Something that will overcome you if you don't get some help. Something that will overpower you if you don't get some help. Something that's bigger than anything you've tried. You try everything you know to try. You hang on as long as you can. You try and bear out. You try and determine. But it seems like you're just about gone. It's bigger than you can handle. It's more than you can bear. It's gone longer than you can stand. And you're just about to let go. Paul's rope was long. But Paul's rope was limited. And if his was, ours is also. But my thought is this. I have not told you yet what I'm preaching on. For what we always focus on is our end of the rope. Hold on. Hold out. Tie a knot on and hold on. We focus on our end of the rope. And that sounds real good. But my question is, my message is, what about the other end of the rope? What is it attached to? For whatever I'm holding on to down here is depending on what's on that end. Now, hold on. I'll catch you up in just a second. We're focusing on the wrong end of the rope. My message this morning is the other end of the rope. Now, what the world will say when you get to the end of the rope, you just decide. You get to the end of your rope, you just decide you're going to hang on. You just decide I'm not going to let it get me. You just decide this is not bigger than me. You decide to start doing better. You decide, now you got to watch me. Don't listen. Now listen, don't look away. The world says you decide. When you get in the end of your rope, when those trials get bigger than you, when you're facing something you can't handle, you just decide, I ain't going to let it get me. But what about if I'm dependent on deciding? Deciding in my mind, and that's what I'm depending on? I'm depending on me deciding I ain't going to let it get me down. What hope does that offer? What good is that? We're looking at this end of the rope. We better be looking at where the rope's attached. We better be looking at the other end of the rope. If we're looking at our lives and saying, I'm going to decide, I ain't going to let me get me down, you probably will go down before the morning comes. Because deciding ain't attached to nothing worth helping you. The world will say, decide. The world will say, determine. You get to the end of your rope, something's coming to you bigger than you can handle. And you've held on. And it's just about to get you. And the world will say, you determined. Determined, determined, determined. You're going to keep doing right anyway. Don't you let it stop you. Don't you let it get you to doing the wrong thing. You determine, I'm going to do what's right anyway. The world will say, decide. I ain't letting this get me down. The world will say, determine, I'm going to do right anyway. But what about if that determining doesn't work? Determined to do right. Determined to do right? Are you kidding me? Is that going to help me when my world is falling apart? Is that going to help me when I'm going through something that's too big for me to stand? Decide I'm going to do better. Decide I'm not going to let it get me down. Determined I'm going to keep doing right. What good is that? It'll let you down. What's on the other end of your rope? What are you depending on? That rope you're holding on to, what's it attached to? What are you depending on? The world will say, decide. The world will say, determine. The world will say, dedicate. Boy, when you get to the end of the rope, you just start thinking about other people. You find somewhere to volunteer. Get your mind off yourself. Dedicate yourself. Give yourself to something good. Start doing good. Volunteer at the hospital. Volunteer down at the homeless shelter. Find somebody in worse shape than you are. All you got to do is dedicate your life. Dedicate your life. Dedicate your life. But, hey, as much as that does have a place, it ain't going to help me get through what I'm facing. Trying to help someone else, as good as that is, and as needed as it is, and as right as it is, ain't going to help me get through this tragedy. If you're trusting and deciding to keep on going and determining to do right anyway and dedicating your life to something good, you're probably going to find out that all that lets you down. The world will say decide. The world will say determine. The world will say dedicate. The world will say depend. Oh, when you're going through that trouble, you hang on. You hang on. There's something inside of you. You have a strength you haven't found yet. Oh, there's something inside you. You just find that inner strength. You find that inner circle. You focus on yourself. You tell yourself, I can anyway. I can anyway. You depend on your, listen, watch yourself, and I promise you, it'll let you down. All these things I've mentioned, all this junk, you know what? I can summarize this stuff with you. One word, me. Me. I determine I'm going to do better. I determine I'll not let it get me down. I'll decide to do right instead of wrong. I will dedicate my life to helping others less fortunate than me. I will decide. I will not give in. I will find that inner strength inside. But there's one problem. There ain't no inner strength. There's no real help inside. Hanging on to the end of a rope that's attached to something that's weak and worthless will do you no good. It'll do you no good. My question really in this message is this. What are you dependent on? What are you trusting in? Your rope that you're holding on to, that's so important that you're trusting in, what is it that you're trusting in? Paul's rope was long. My goodness, that man could face more than all of us probably put together. But Paul's rope was limited. There came a time even the mighty apostle Paul met the match. He came to the end of his rope. Lastly, Paul's rope not only was long and limited, but his rope was linked. Look and see what he says in verse 9 and 10. But we have the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should, listen, that we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves. That was the purpose of the whole thing. That's why Paul went through what he did, that he and those that were with him would realize we can't trust in self. Continue reading. That we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, which raiseth the dead, who delivered us from so great a death, and doth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. Verse 9, he says that we should not trust in ourselves. Now, Paul's rope was long. There's no doubt about it. But there came a time when he reached the end of his rope, and the only reason he did not give up, the only reason he did not fail, was because his rope was linked to something bigger than himself. His rope was linked to something secure, something he could depend on. It was hooked to something that wouldn't let go. It was hooked to something bigger than him. Do you get the picture? And there's a verse in Hebrews that tells us about it. It talks about our anchor that's hooked or set beyond the veil. In other words, what it's talking about is the rope that we hold is hooked to an anchor. What does an anchor do? Hold on now, don't let me lose you. An anchor holds. An anchor is secure. And the stronger the storm, the more secure the anchor is. The stronger the storm, the more the anchor digs in. And when you're holding on to that kind of rope, you can be secure. All this stuff about depending and deciding, determining and dedicating, that'll let you down quickly if you hold on to something secure, to the Lord, to His grace. You see, Paul wasn't the man that he was because he was some strong man. He had determination. He had dedication. He was strong inside. That's not why Paul didn't give up that day. That's not why he didn't let go. That's not why he didn't give up. That's not why he didn't throw in the towel and go to the house. He was facing circumstances bigger than himself, and yet it didn't stop him. And yet, it didn't get him. And yet, he didn't walk away. And yet, he didn't quit God. He kept on trusting God. Why? Listen, that we might trust in the Lord instead of ourselves. Sooner or later, you're going to come to the end of your rope. And you think, if one more thing happens, if that mailman brings one more bill, if that car tears up one more time, sometimes you're going to sooner or later come to the end of your rope. And what will happen then determines what's on the other end of your rope. If you trust in anything other than His grace, you've had it. You trust anything other than Him, you've had it. You depend on anything other than Him, you've had it. Paul made it through those tragedies and through that heartache because he was trusting in God. The rope he had was attached to something secure and stronger than him, and that's how he made it through. And when he got to the end of his rope, he found out it was secure. He found a strength that he had never realized or experienced in any experience of his life. Now, hang on. I know you're wondering. I'll bring you along. Just hang on. Don't let me leave you. We're going somewhere. Paul came to the end of his rope where he experienced an experience that if it had not been for what he was holding on to, he would have let go and failed and walked away. But when he got to the end of his rope, he found grace. He found grace. He found a strength that was stronger than his strength. He found a power that was more powerful than his power. He found a help that he could not provide. He found grace. He found an anchor. And that verse is both sure and steadfast about that anchor. He says in verse 9 that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raiseth the dead. Will never experience that kind of grace until we get to the end of our rope. You don't experience that grace before it's needed. But when you need it, it's there. Cause is attached to something secure. You're trusting something bigger than you. You're trusting somebody more able than you. But I'll tell you, getting to the end of a rope, none of us want that. None of us want to face that kind of heartache. None of us want to face that kind of trouble. None of us want to go down that path so severe that if God doesn't help you, you've had it. You've tied on more knots and you know. You've held on as long as you can. You don't know what else to try, what else to do. Everything you've tried has failed. You're hanging on for all you have. I want to tell you, that's a scary place to be. Thank the Lord, but it's a good place to be. For in that place we realize, I need God. I need Him. It's easy to say it. But when you get there, you know it. I can say all day long, I need God. I need God. But I'll tell you what, when my life turns upside down and everything I love falls apart and what I'm trusting in leaves me in empty and hopeless, I realize then, like never before, I need God. If He didn't help me, I've had it. What are you trusting in? Some of us trust in people. That'd help you pretty good bit. Somebody to talk to, hey, that's good. You need that. But if that's what you're dependent on, ain't enough. People, friends, good Christians, that's great. That's wonderful. They'll help you so long. Now, get rid of that guy. But what happens when it's not enough? What happens when that friend's not enough? What happens when somebody lets you down? What happens when the person you're dependent on ends up being weaker than you and you need them? What happens when they do something tears your world upside down, tears your world all apart? When you're holding on to a rope and you're dependent on people, sooner or later they'll let you down. What's on the other end of your rope? We focus on this end, but the other end's the most important part. Sometimes we'll trust in people. Sometimes we'll trust in plans. Got my life all figured out. I got everything. Boy, if a problem happens, this happens, I got it figured out. Oh, boy, I can trust in my plans. I got my life figured out. Boy, I tell you what, and for a while, it may work. For a while, your plans and your procedures and all that you think and all your wisdom and all your intellect, it may work for a while, but what happens when you find out your plans are empty and they ain't enough? What happens when your plans fall apart? What happens when you think that everything's going to be fine and all of a sudden it ain't? What happens when something happens you never even saw coming? Some of the times we trusted in power, our own power. Now get along with this. We're holding on to this end, but we look close, the other end, it's connected to me. I'll do just fine. I can handle anything. Nothing going to bother me. Whatever comes, I'm fine. I'm holding on to my rope. But if your rope is hanging on you, if you're depending on yourself, sooner or later, it will fail. You'll see how weak you are. You know what? God will make sure we see how weak we are. Even if it takes us failing Him. I'm not saying He'll make us sin, but He'll let us sin if that's what it takes to take us to the end of our rope. And He knows, I'm not talking about Him going overboard. He won't do it unless it's necessary. But whatever it takes to get us to the end of our rope, He'll send it. Because we can't trust in people, and we can't trust in plans, and we can't trust in ourselves. We must trust Him, and anything less, we've had it. Where's the other end of your rope? What's it connected to? Summarize it. What are you dependent on? What are you dependent on? If it's anything other than God, anything other than someone bigger than you, anything other than someone wiser than you, anyone other than somebody who loves you enough that won't send you through anything you don't need, but loves you enough to send you through something that will devastate you because that's what you need. If we're dependent on anything, anybody other than Him, we've had it. I ask you this morning, number one, what are you dependent on as far as your salvation? What are you trusting in? I've talked to many people, clear by what they said, they're trusting in their own selves. They think they're good enough to get there. Think they're good enough to get to heaven. But according to this Bible, according to the Bible, none of us are. See, here's what we really ought to do. This ought to be the picture that we have. The end of your rope, the other end, this is what it ought to be connected to. You understand that? Because this won't let you down. And what we need's in here. And the help you need's in here. And the Father who loves you, you'll find Him in here. And the grace that I've talked about this morning that carried Paul through, even when he was just about to die, devastating the Apostle Paul, that's what we find in this book. Oh, if your rope's attached to that, you'll be fine. But as far as salvation, what are you dependent on? As far as your daily struggles, what are you dependent on? Some of your suffering, what are you dependent on to get you through another day? Oh, if we're dependent on anybody or anything other than the Lord, we're going to be failures. We're going to mess up. We're going to be disappointed. Let's stand together. Thank you for listening. Many of you come. I just ask you this morning, do you need to come and just talk to the Lord about something? Maybe there's a problem. Maybe there's an issue. Maybe there's something you're going through. It may have absolutely devastated you, and you want to say this morning, I need some help, Lord. I want to depend on You and nothing else and no one else. Paul experienced a grace like we would never, ever even dreamed of possible. It carried him. It carried him. It carried him. Oh, thank the Lord for a God who will carry you when you can't walk. But you don't find that grace until you get to the end of your rope. Will you come this morning? Father, please speak to hearts. Oh, God, please speak. I lean heavily on You and trust You in Jesus' name. Amen. If you need to talk to the Lord about something, will you come? Have you been dependent on yourself? You'll be disappointed. Have you depended on people? They will let you down, devastate you, you'll be miserable. And it wasn't just because they failed or they didn't do what you wanted them to do. It's because you were trusting them and looking at them more than God. God will send us through things that will devastate us to where we'll have to trust Him, have to hold on to Him, have to depend on Him. Will you come? Someone here this morning not saved? Please come. Will you please come? You've trusted your good works and your good deeds and your good nature, and you've trusted a church membership or you've trusted whatever, anything other than Him won't get you there. Will you come? Will you come? There may be somebody this morning, your heart has been touched in some way, and to be honest, you're not going through tragedy. Could it just be that God's trying to prepare you for something ahead? I'm not trying to get you to worry, but I will warn you. Anybody need to come this morning? You mind the Lord.